Welcome to the Miss Chronicles. I am Pastor Cece, your host for this podcast. I just want to give some insight on what this podcast is about. This podcast is for identifying where we are, who we are in Christ. It's about owning our own presence, enjoying the presence of God. It's also about acceptance, accepting who we are, embracing who we are, and the beauty of that. It even goes to the work of dispelling the shame and the fear of maybe the awkwardness we may feel inside of us or around us. We're going to be talking about the renewal that we have in Christ. How do I actually tap into this renewal? How do I step into the vigor, the vitality of life that's available in Jesus? Maybe I never even thought about it. And so as, you know, a pastor myself, as I said, Pastor Cece, and also as a life coach, as a mother, as a wife, in so many roles, because I could just keep going on and on. In all of these roles, there has seemed to be this thread of work that for a while I didn't even realize. And this thread, this element, this presence was God's desire to be in my midst. And when I think about his desire to be in my midst in the beginning, it felt very uncomfortable. It felt very foreign. And what I love about the Father is that he is patient and he is gentle. And so this podcast is titled The Miss Chronicles because my husband and I pastor a church called The Miss Church and Retreat. And we seek in our service to bring about this experience of God that has transformed our lives into the lives of others. So in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, it says that the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And this is the heart. This is the desire that we have as a ministry, is to bring others into this desire and this plan of God to sing over us, to share his love with us. And if you look at the rest of Zephaniah, you'll see that there's this experience that God is bringing the exiled, those bound in shame, those fearful into, that counters that experience. And this experience that he's bringing us into is full and powerful, and it changes us forever for our good. And that is the heart of the Miss Church and Retreat, and that is the heart of this podcast, is to share the testimonies and the joy, the challenges of attaining this in Christ. And so this is for those who are hungry for what is that? What do you mean he seeks to be in my midst? How do I uncover that? This is for those who are interested in the realistic, practical, spirit-filled opportunity that we have in Christ to actually live that kind of life. Is that based upon the possessions I have, or is this based upon how well I serve in the church or my goodness in the earth? All of these things will be looked at and challenged and discussed. And so you'll hear insight that is spirit-filled, given options for what our choice could be versus saying you should. We're going to talk about options, because we believe that in Christ, he will lead us and guide us by Holy Spirit into the way that is true, the path that he has set. And so that's not the same for everyone, but can we get into the flow of the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of truth and his ability to transform us that we may be fulfilled as we seek and uncover? So this podcast will be offered weekly on Tuesdays. There'll be a new upload, and it can be found on major platforms. Wherever you are hearing this trailer, you can find our podcast there. And you can follow us on Instagram or TikTok at the.midst.tx. That's the.midst.tx. The Miss Texas can be found on those platforms. And as well, you can locate us on the web at the-midst, midst.org. That's the-midst.org. I am over the top with excitement for what is possible with this podcast. Our joy has been seeing the unseen, hearing the unheard, and serving the ignored. We recognize that life has caused us to experience some battering, some brokenness, some bruising. And sometimes those places in us have not fully recovered. We're still responding to the scars. We're still reactive to our experiences. And we just believe in the power of God and in the love of the Father, that He can heal us and cause us to overcome and to even have our mind changed and our souls healed, that we can move forward on in Him, able to not only receive blessing and keep it, but also to be a blessing to other people. We are doing the Midst Chronicles for you to be able to find God in your midst. So until our next episode, allow the Lord to take care of you. God bless.